Well, welcome to the next episode of our podcast, Indiana is Ag Plus Bio Plus Science. It's presented by Agrinovis Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. I'm Gary Dick, the host of Inside Indiana Business, also the host of this weekly podcast where we take in-depth conversations with leaders, innovators, and entrepreneurs in Indiana's ag bioscience sector, a sector where food and agriculture, science, and technology all converge to create some very exciting developments. Today, excited to sit down with Trent Torrance. Trent is the Chief Operating Officer at United Animal Health, based in Sheridan, Indiana. And Trent, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, Gary.
Okay, let's start with United Animal Health, because this is a name that is relatively new in the ag space, but certainly the company is very well known. Talk about the evolution of United Animal Health.
Absolutely. For most of our history, John Swisher founded the company in 1956. We were known as United Feeds up until about the year 2000. And then as our company changed, we became more than a regional feed company, became more of a global technology and feed ingredient company in animal health products. We changed the name to JBS United to represent John Burton Swisher. Interestingly enough, he was the only dissenter on the board of that name changed. He's a pretty humble guy, but the rest of the board voted. And there was another company from Brazil, JBS. They bought Swift and other entities here, more on the meat packing side. A lot of confusion globally between the two companies. So we finally last year made the decision to change our name to United Animal Health because we had evolved into health products from just nutrition. And really at the core of animal health is good nutrition. Mm-hmm. So we thought that really made a statement what our company had become today.
Trent, I think United Animal Health is a really great example of the ag biosciences and the assets and the great companies that Indiana has right here in its own backyards. I know it's a difficult question to answer, but give us an idea. Give listeners out there an idea of what goes on in Sheridan, Indiana at United Animal Health from an R&D and technical and all the things that goes on at the company.
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, Mr. Swisher started the company here in Indiana as really a regional feed company to bring an educated, well-informed sales staff to not just represent products, but to really be partners for swine producers, to bring them information on how to care for their animals, increase animal health, increase their production, really be partners in their operation. That grew from a regional company to a national company to a global company. We expanded past swine into poultry, into cattle to become the organization we are today. In 1972, just a few years into the history of the company, Mr. Swisher risked half his net worth to build our first research farm. And really since that day, we've had a commitment to testing and developing products on our research farms before our customers try them. We don't want our customers to serve as our lab or our research. So we have a really robust staff now of scientists. We have microbiologists, we have physiologists, nutritionists, DVMs that really work in our research and innovation department to develop our own products in the lab. Then we take them to small scale research and then to large scale commercial research that we own to really prove those products worth. And we are developing products for basic nutrition and how to feed the animal better. But we have also now went into microbial products, prebiotics and probiotics. We have our own center in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where we called Microbial Discovery Group, where we develop our own microbial solutions. We've developed our own animal health products that are non-nutritional. We take all those through the FDA approval process, and then we also market those products and have our own sales staff really now globally to represent those products.
I'll talk about that, and that's fascinating how the company is put together. But talk about that global presence, because it's not just Indiana, not just the United States, but you really are a global entity.
Yeah, absolutely. It really started through our core nutrition and through our swine nutrition, which is really at the heart of our company, where we started some key joint ventures in Canada and in China to take our nutrition products to those countries. And then really about 25 years ago, as we started to develop enzymes and microbial products, and those are products that have more of a global market appeal. They're easy to ship. They're easy to use through distribution. You don't have to have a large infrastructure in a country like Brazil or the Philippines or Mexico or somewhere. You can have a small staff that works with distribution to bring those technologies to market in those countries. So we really started to grow and look for partners globally. Some of that we do through partnerships with other companies and other distributors. We do have staff to represent, and we have country managers around the world. We do business in, I think, 35 plus countries now, most of North and South America, Southeast Asia, and Africa are really the basis for most of our global business.
Mm-hmm. As the human population continues to grow, to increase, and the world economy shifts, increased demand for a protein diet. Yet this comes at a time when some consumers' viewpoints, perhaps on modern livestock production, may be changing as well. How do you see these trends evolving, and how do you think it affects United Animal Health's business and research priorities?
Absolutely. The consumer is demanding transparency in the food chain, and we as agriculture need to listen to that. Mm-hmm. And we're certainly, it's presenting new challenges, but also presenting new opportunities. And I think Beth Bechtel and Agrinovis mm-hmm. has really led the charge with that, of having a really collective voice and telling our story. Just in our on your program every week, there's usually commercials of time to tell mm-hmm. and quit being humble, and that agriculture needs to tell our own story. And not mm-hmm. we had a history of setting back and maybe letting others write the narrative of agriculture. Mm-hmm. We have to do our part to tell our own story. Just down the road on 65, Fair Oaks Farm, they're doing a fantastic job of showing the world what modern agriculture is, how animals are well cared for, they're healthy, mm-hmm. and have engaged caretakers. Tonight, I think the temperatures are going to be 20 below zero mm-hmm. or close right. to that. And most of modern agriculture, those animals will be inside, they'll be warm, they'll be protected, they'll have proper nutrition and be well cared for. Mm-hmm. So we really have to be transparent, and we have to be active in telling our story and welcome consumers mm-hmm. in to see how we raise animals today and how they're cared for. And we also have mm-hmm. to listen. The consumer is saying, hey, I don't want you to use antibiotics. I mm-hmm. want transparency. I want to know where my food comes from. Mm-hmm. And we need to listen to that.
Mm-hmm. The issue of talent comes up really across all sectors of the economy in Indiana, but certainly in the state's ag bioscience sector. Tell us a little bit, just share your thoughts on the talent needs you have at United Animal Health. Are they changing? Are you able to get the talent you need?
Absolutely, they're changing. We feel fortunate to be in Indiana, a really engaged state. Mm-hmm. In workforce development, I think it starts at Ivy Tech, and then it goes to our land-grant universities like Purdue and IU, and we have some wonderful grads in our organization that come from Wabash and Huntington and mm-hmm. places like that. So we're really doing a good job. Indiana is a great place to live all over the state. So we think it's an advantage to be able to recruit talent here, but we have really diverse needs. When we have a commitment to research and development, we're starting with hiring PhDs in the areas of nutrition and microbiology. And we make most of our own products. So we have production facilities all over the Midwest. So we have to have people to operate those plants. We also, anywhere in the U.S., if you're a customer, you're probably getting your products delivered on our truck, on a truck mm-hmm. that United Animal Health owns. So we need really good truck drivers. And actually, most of our customers, that's their primary interaction with our company, is that driver that pulls in to unload mm-hmm. that feed. So we've got to have well-trained, engaged partners in transit that are operating our trucks. We have our own sales staff, so we're hiring a lot of those people. We have really diverse needs, and I think Indiana is really stepping up to the plate in terms of workforce development, and I think it's a great place. I think we're fortunate to live here in central Indiana and have all the resources that we have, lots of great institutions in a close proximity. So it's a good place. There's always a challenge, competitive. The economy is good. Yeah. There's lots of choices. And we're fortunate. We've got some of the best, I think, employees in the sector. And we also have to meet that challenge. You have to be a good place to work and a good place for people to come to work every day. So It's exciting.
Yeah. As we wrap up, as you look at that momentum in the ag bioscience space, United Animal Health is a partner with Agrinovis. Talk about that partnership, but more broadly, how you see the ag biosciences and the assets that Indiana has here and this momentum that I think a lot of people are seeing, what it can become, what Indiana can become in that space.
Absolutely. I believe Beth came to John Swisher as one of the first donors and first board members of Agrinovis, and we were really early to get on the bus and become part of Agrinovis. And we really believe in the organization, a collective voice, ag companies coming together to interact, to talk, and collectively tell the story of agriculture. But there's lots of great things going on here in Indiana. You look at the summit, the Agrinovis summit this fall, the Forbes organization bringing their summit here. Indiana is becoming more than just a regional leader. We're becoming a national and global leader. We're companies in agriculture are looking to come to because it's a good place to recruit workers. There's lots of other companies. There's lots of technology here. You know, there's Purdue, which is a great land-grant institution, but you also have other Midwestern universities that are relatively easy commutes and access to a lot of technology. So geographically, certainly Indianapolis and Indiana presents a advantage by being in the middle of the Midwest. But the things going on here, both in the public sector and the private sector, are encouraging agriculture to grow and thrive. And I believe Indianapolis and Indiana is going to be where it's going to happen.
Trent Torrance, Chief Operating Officer of United Animal Health. Trent, thanks for some really great perspective on a great and innovative company and also the Ag Biosciences here in Indiana. Really appreciate
pleasure.
You.
Thank you.
Having you on this edition of the podcast. We're in season two of Indiana is Ag plus Bio plus Science. It's a weekly production partnership between Agrinovis Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. I'm Gary Dick. Thanks for joining us this week. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick, produced by Libby Fritz and Joe Ullery, and was recorded on location at Launch Fishers. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.